Well, that wasn't a very good start, was it? Yes, it's the Saturday morning get-together on Bromley Radio. Good morning. Yes, the slate grey sky. However, the days will start getting longer now. Yay! Hope you had a good week. I know one or two of you are suffering a bit with some sort of bug that's been going around. You might remember last week, I just got over quite a bad cold. Yes, the cold had decided to come and stay with me for a week. Anyway, it's gone now. As we look forward to the festive time here on Bromley Radio. And in the broadcast, a little later on, we've got an interview with L and K, duo L and K. And we'll find out what the L and the K stands for when we catch up with them in about 10 minutes' time. We'll also have the number one songs, the Christmas number one songs, I should say, from this week, 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. And I have to say, not as creative. Well, actually, one's in there that's a Christmas song. But it's quite enlightening to know that a Christmas song from the 80s is now this week's Christmas number one in 2023. What is that? We'll play that later on as well. All right, let's get on with it.
Christmas on Bromley Radio.
Yeah. Christmas to all of you from all of us here at Bromley Radio.
From the girl that brought you Kids in America, Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On. And before that, we had Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin and Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. Yes, techno jingle bells. It's the Bromley Saturday morning get-together. A very good morning to you. Hope you're doing all right. And if you're not listening to this now, then it's possibly not a Saturday. However, you could be listening to this as a podcast. That's what I'm trying to say. So wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, and wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. That's the great thing about listening to the radio, because you can do other things while you're listening. Unlike other forms of media. Which is why it's so important to think about having some sponsorship to keep us going here at your local radio station. Just saying. All right, let's... why don't we do this? And over here on the phone, you've heard their single here on Bromley Radio. Actually, why don't you tell us about your song and who you are and all the rest of it? Over to you guys.
Who we are? I ask myself that question every single day. We perform as Giro L&K. I'm Louisa, and this is...
My name's Keith.
We are from Bromley, so we gig around Bromley quite a lot, actually.
We've been a bit further afield as well, but mostly in Bromley, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the song we've got out at the moment is a festive tune, because that time of year is coming around again. It's called We Love Christmas.
Yes.
We wanted to write a Christmas song, as Louisa put it, you know, about all the fun things that people enjoy about Christmas. Which is quite good, because I'm normally a bit bar humbug, but, you know, I've done really well this time.
We've normally got that black hat, you know, with bar humbug on the front and the Grinch T-shirt. That's Keith,
yes,
normally.
Yes.
But not this year.
But not
we
this
love
year.
Christmas.
We love Christmas, yes. Now, you guys are originally from Bromley.
Yeah, where are you?
Well, originally, I was actually born in Camberwell.
Okay, good place, yeah.
Yeah, a long time ago. I won't say when.
Yeah. No, yeah.
But I moved to Bromley when I was 11, so I've been here.
Oh,
I've been here a long time.
Bit like
myself. I've been here a very long time.
Yes. And yourself, yeah. Louisa?
Me? I'm an Elton girl, actually. That's originally from Elton.
Across the border.
But yeah, moved over here when my little ones were born. Well, when my daughter was born, I moved over to this way.
Yeah. So fantastic. And you go gigging around the Bromley area, do you?
We do. We've gigged in many pubs around this area. We've got two gigs coming up at the moment. One's Christmas Eve, which is at the Bricklayers at Mason's Hill, and one in Biggin Hill, New Year's Eve, at the Black Horse. But we can be found at the Railway Tavern a lot. That's a really nice pub at Bromley North.
Yes.
That's a great pub. That's a really good place to
play. Yeah, I like that pub as well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the next one's there's, I think, 3rd of February. But we gig there quite often.
Yeah, well, all of them. Now you're asking Lord Hamsdale. We've played the Lord Hamsdale.
And
the Swan and Mitre and some private parties and stuff. We've done a few things.
Excellent. And tell us, generally speaking, what sort of music do you play?
Well, let's just say nothing is safe. That's all I'm going to say. We were described as a musical bag of musical all sorts that you could just dip into and grab one, and who knows what was going to come out, because we cover songs from the 40s all the way to the present day.
Yeah.
So you could be hearing the Beverly Sisters, or you could be hearing AC/DC, or you could be hearing
All About the Bass.
All About the Bass, yeah. And Ellie King. Or you could also be hearing some originals, because we do some original things too, which are also in the pipeline for the new year.
Which you've written yourselves and composed.
Yes,
and all
absolutely.
The, yeah, well, that's where the money is, guys. You know that, don't you?
Provided you can get to sell them.
Well, yes, but, you know, you hold on to the publishing rights of as a writer and composer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, and when it comes to licensing, which Bromley Radio are, we have to pay a license fee for the writers and composers, as well as the owners of the songs as well.
Okay, can you play it 10 times every hour right up until the new year?
Could do, but no. We've got a policy. I'm sorry to say, Keith, but we have a policy here on Bromley Radio, because basically, Bromley Radio is, well, the average age of your Bromley resident here, and there's 320,000 of us, is about 40 plus.
Okay.
Right, so therefore, you know, we're not chasing hit music, and here's something quite refreshing, no repeats for at least a week, between 6 a.m.
Oh, really?
Yes. You won't hear a repeat, and if you do, there's a prize. But that's only because there's been a screw up in the studio. But what I'm trying to say is, No repeats for at least a week when it's on Bromley Shuffle, which means that, you know, there's no programmes going. But anyway, just thought I'd let you know. And we play everything, and you're obviously quite eclectic with your music if you're playing stuff from the 40s. Well, Bromley Radio plays music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and from yesteryear, but all classic pop, tried and tested songs.
Yeah, well, that's pop and rock, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s and now.
There you go, yeah, there you go.
I mean...
Brilliant. Where did you guys first meet?
All right. No, I'll start, and if I make a mess up, you can jump in if you like. How about that? I was very young. I was like 16, and you were a bit older
yes.
than me.
Yes.
And we were at a talent show years ago in Lewisham, and we met then, and we just started chatting and everything else, and we built up a really good friendship.
I was actually playing bass in a band, and Louisa was a solo singer.
And then we stayed friends for quite a while, and then I went off doing my thing abroad. Keith did his thing for, was it Channel 4 you were doing, writing music for?
I wrote some music for a TV show for Channel 4 called Bald Stupid, but that's another story.
Okay.
Carry on.
Yeah, and then I went off singing all around the world and on the cruise ships, as you do, and... And then I met somebody else and got married, had children, then got divorced. And then we met up again on Facebook after that, and we've been together ever since.
It was only a small gap of 22 years in between seeing each other again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Go on.
And then it's been, what, 12 years now. Yeah.
Aww.
So, yeah. And then lockdown, we decided, actually, you know, we were sitting there and our friends started a streaming thing because we were all sat in lockdown doing not a lot, twiddling our thumbs, and because we're musicians, you've got to be musical.
Exactly.
So we started to perform as a duo live, doing live streams on a couple of the pages.
And we discovered that we could actually work together without wanting to kill each other, which is a bonus.
I'm thinking Fleetwood Mac.
Also that people online liked it. So we was like, okay. Yeah. So once we were allowed back out on the, you know, back out into the great wild world again. We went out there and started doing some gigs, and it sort of snowballed from there.
And we met some really lovely people, lovely Bromley musicians. And I have to say, there are so many fantastic musicians in Bromley, and we've met lots and lots of them. And it was quite funny after lockdown, walking into the pub, the Lord Times Out was at the time, and we walked in there, and people were going, "Hi, Louisa. Hi, Keith." And we were thinking, well, I'm sorry, I really don't know who you are.
Yes,
because they'd seen us on the streaming platforms, and all you can see when you're streaming or doing a Facebook Live is these little emojis going up the side of the and you don't know who these people are. But since then, we've all become like
friends.
And
it's a really nice crowd.
Yeah, they're amazing. And Bromley musicians are just such a, you know, Bromley in general is just a lovely place. But, you know, we have just become like this whole big sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? A band of brothers, if you like, of musicians. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and so, you know, like... other musicians, obviously, they're both, it's referred to as the circuit, is it, here in Bromley?
Yeah.
Cause
I think they call them, is it the Bromley Posse or something like that?
Something like that.
There is a phrase, I'm not sure what it is.
But we love the feed. Being the local radio station for Bromley, which we are here at Bromley Radio, obviously we want to feature local talent, such as yourselves. You're going to have to put
us in touch.
There's
plenty of it in Bromley, I can tell you that.
Excellent. Well, that's good. Maybe somebody who's brave, they might want to do a show for us on Bromley Radio featuring the local talent. That would be good.
Mm.
Just saying, putting that one out there.
Yeah, we'll be first in the queue up there.
You'll be up for that.
Yeah, I think you could do a show together, actually, you two, providing you don't turn into Fleetwood Mac. So, Louisa, no Stevie Nicks tantrums.
Well, funny enough, we don't actually do anything with Mac. We keep on talking about it, but we haven't quite agreed on which it should be yet.
Yeah, okay. Rumours. Yeah, okay. All right, then. Well, that's fantastic. Okay, so do you want to introduce your song as we play out with that here on Bromley Radio for Christmas 2023? Go on.
We are Duo L&K, Louisa and Keith. We're from Bromley. And our new single out now on all platforms, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. There's a video on YouTube where we act really silly and festive. And the song is called
We love Christmas!
Really, thank you very much, guys, and a Merry Christmas to you both.
And to you too!
That was Bowling for Soup and All I Want for Christmas. A big thank you also to duo Louisa and Keith for their Christmas song. We love Christmas. I wonder how many of you are thinking that right now. You're running around, either trying to recover from the bug that's been going around, or you got last minute shopping to do. You all right? Lindsey Buckingham. He was with Fleetwood Mac, wasn't he, at one time? That's Trouble.
Email in to BromleyRadio at gmail.com or Twitter, X, at BromleyRadio1.
Come to that time where we're going to have the Christmas number ones. This week, 60, 50, 40 and 30 years ago. And of course, we're going to have this week's Christmas number one. Well, this time 60 years ago, they had the number one song and the number one album. It's the Beatles. The Beatles, number one, 60 years ago with the Christmas number one, and I Want to Hold Your Hand. They also had the number one album in the charts as well. Which brings us to 50 years ago, 1973. Recorded in New York in the summer. Here's Slade, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
So here it is.
body holder's pension there. Merry Christmas, everybody. Slade, number one, 50 years ago. And that's when they first burst on the scenes with that one, and is always there in the charts. In fact, was it in this week's countdown? Don't forget, we got the number one this week in the charts. All right, so what was number one in 1983? Well, here's a phrase you don't hear often. Flying Pickets. Ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of a dream. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. The touch of your hand behind a closed door. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew, only you.
Flying Pickets, Only You. Great song. Shame they forgot about the instruments. All right. This was number one, 1993. Believe it or not, it knocked Take That off, Babe. They were number one for a week. And then this ended up being the Christmas number one. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, we've had about enough of this as we can possibly... So, yes, Mr. Blobby, number one, Christmas 30 years ago. And this is the current number one song for Christmas 2023.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special, special.
Christmas, the Christmas number one, the Christmas 2023. It didn't get to number one when it was first released in 1984 because it was pipped at the post for Christmas week by Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. However, posthumously for Wham, it has got where it rightly deserves to be, number one for Christmas. And we're going to go out now with one of my favourite Christmas songs. It's Elton John, Step Into Christmas. Have yourself a good'un. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for the year. So I'm sending you this Christmas card to say it's nice to have you here. I'd like to sing about all the things your eyes and mine can see. So
Elton John, Step Into Christmas. And we at Bromley Radio would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Bromley Radio.
Now and in the years to come.